Stop Market Update. I'm going to do this in several parts, only because the video tends to go out of sync and you don't want to get confused when it comes to the market, do you now? Okay, so valuations. This means you're paying $32 for every dollar of forecasted profits from Microsoft, but you're only paying $8.50 for Verizon's profits. Which would you rather have? Well, if valuation was the only metric, then life would be easy and that's what you'd base it on. And you'd just buy a load of energy stocks, healthcare stocks, and financials and telecom services. However, as you and I know, valuation is not the only thing that impacts stock prices. We're going to cover all of these things in today's videos. Okay, that's why on the Great Investments Program and what I teach people to do, and I've written about in my 18 odd books translated to 7 languages, and I've been banging on about it even before I set up the hedge fund in 2004. I've written about it in my Financial Times columns. We look at value, growth, income, cash flow, momentum. That comes from the hedge fund industry. Sortino, again from the hedge fund industry. For those still looking at Sharpe ratios, where have you been for the last 50 years? Alpha, the ability when the market goes up to go up more and when it drops to still go up more. That's alpha. Okay, we want to tick all those boxes and we want to find the best companies out of 10,000 because those are pretty bloody difficult criteria to hit. That's why. Why fund managers will only look at value and only pick from a small gene pool? Well, I know why. They just need to sell you stuff like a supermarket, but doesn't mean you got to buy their nonsense. Over the past week, 1 week alone, Nvidia 7%, Microsoft 3%, Alphabet, Meta. Now that's because the idea is the Fed will delay raising rates. Oh God, that's the Fed listening to me when they say that, walking across my grave probably. And they said they'll do the rate drops later. Now I said it wouldn't happen in March anyway. Go look on my LinkedIn. I even told people to take screenshots about how right I am that they're not going to reduce them in March. Now they claim they're going to reduce them later in the year. Why should they? Asset prices in terms of the stock market all time high. Housing market not doing too bad in the US. GDP growth in, anticipated to continue rising because they've had 1.5 million more net migration into the United States, which according to Goldman Sachs will boost GDP. So there you go. Why should they lower rates? Why shouldn't they just wait until there's some kind of economic calamity, which is bound to happen? I don't know what it'll be. Might be endogenous, internal, like Donald Trump, or not. Could be exogenous, like I don't know, it's Black Swan. The whole point of Black Swans is they're invisible. You can't see the bloody things, unless you like shooting swans generally. Industrials, all up, I mean, it's green across the board, which isn't too bad. At least it's not a narrow rise. Those are the ETFs. I will do that promised video. I know I keep saying it. I will get round to it. I'm trying to make a note. Okay. Markets year to date. Look at that. Almost 10% up already on the S&P and the Nasdaq's up 9. The Dow's up 4.7. Okay. So not bad start to the year. What's been leading the way? My God, communications companies. 12%, energy 11%, financials 10%, industrials and tech. Those are the ones where the money's being made. Now, as I said before, I don't pick by sector, I pick by company. It just so happens a lot of the companies we've picked are in those. Actually, we're a bit light on energy, but on the others, there's heavy on communications, obviously, and financials and tech. But we're bottom up. In other words, we look at the data of the individual companies, not just, oh, let's pick a sector, and if it's rising, then everything should do okay, because you might end up with a poor quality company. And I don't want poor quality companies. I'd rather have a good quality company and in a good sector. Momentum is right up there. It's one of the best performers, so it's growth. So how does that work with the pension? Are we gambling on these horses and seeing which one might be leading the way by the end of March? No, that's not what we did. What we did instead is we said, right, which ones tick the value box, then the growth box as well, and then the income box as well, and then the momentum box. And out of 10,000, there were roughly 200 companies which ticked all of that. By the time you add momentum, you're left with 50 out of 10,000 which tick all of those boxes. So we would get that because we Didn't know momentum was going to be the best thing, but it's a factor that we examine. Now, there might be a lot of companies we missed. That doesn't matter. As long as out of those 50, I'm getting my gains, then I'm happy, which we are. So what about, and I suggest it's an approach you take, tick all the boxes. Don't leave out important pieces of information ever. NASDAQ over the past year is up 43%. If your pension isn't, ask your IFA why not. S&P's up 30%. Ask your IFA why your pension isn't up 30%. Please. Okay. Now I'm going to do part two after this. Thank you very much. By the way, the Dow 21. And if you didn't know, you can have a company which is in the Dow, the S&P 500, and NASDAQ all at the same time. Right? NASDAQ's an index. The other two, it's an exchange. The other two are indices. So that's why you can have all three. You can't be on two exchanges, but you can be in two different indices. Right? Wait for part two.